Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to look at a problem that quite a few of our listeners have asked us about.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, what do you do if your boss never responds to your emails? This can be an extremely frustrating problem that's difficult to resolve. It's not just bosses, it's just people in general.
Yeah, it's true. And no response can be maddening, especially if you need answers regarding the deadlines or project plan or whatever. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
All right, well, let's just go to our question, Logan.
I work at a large institution, and I have a problem that I don't know how to solve. My boss does not respond to my emails. I've tried resending them, marking them as urgent, and sending them with a return receipt. The fact that my boss never responds wouldn't be a problem, except that when an issue becomes urgent, he blames it on me. "Why didn't you let me know?" he asks, and I look like the problem. Honestly, I want to punch him in those moments.
Don't do that.
What can I do to improve this situation?
You know, there's clearly something wrong with this kind of a person, right?
This kind of boss.
But that's, it doesn't help your situation.
No.
No.
You know, so I think you have to really, you have to try everything.
I was
going to say, clearly emailing isn't the way to communicate with him or to get a response.
Right. I mean, so, and there are other people like this. That I don't know if they read them, but they don't respond. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. I don't relate to it, so I can't get into the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing I would say is that's challenging if this is your boss, is that you have to work very hard not to take this personally.
That's true.
Because it can feel insulting, and certainly if you're then blamed for problems that that person never responded to, it can be absolutely infuriating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is really maddening. I have a couple of suggestions.
Go, Kathy.
One thing is I would play around with the subject line.
I was thinking the same thing.
Well,
go ahead.
I said it first.
You did. Let's hear your tactics.
Right, so I think, well, I would try to be funny, but, you know, it doesn't always work. But it's, obviously you can try urgent and see if that works. You can try response needed. I can't read my notes here. Important deadline.
Good. I had deadline approaching. And the name of a very important person. You know,
I also think you can CC important people.
Yeah.
That's another way of doing it, so that they see other people are waiting for your response.
Yes.
Right.
That may or may not matter.
It may or may not, you're right.
So that's just another thing that you can do. I also think that maybe you're writing too much in your email. Like, you have to ask yourself, are you at, because sometimes when I open emails that are very long, I just shut it down. I mean, I might go back later when I have nothing else to do and I have the time to read it. So make your point really short. Like, just ask one quick thing. Don't go on a whole long thing.
Good.
One issue per email, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one of my brilliant ideas.
Oh, I have another one. Quick question in the subject line.
Maybe that'll work.
Sometimes.
I've been trying to get somebody to respond to me, and I've written quick question, weird question. I've tried funny things, and I haven't.
I hate you question.
I haven't gotten anything. But remember once we sent to somebody who wasn't getting back to us, didn't we say we still love you?
Yeah.
And he got
back. That's funny.
He got back to us.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it was professional, but, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that person apologized for going silent.
Right.
Which sometimes, too, can happen, that they don't feel necessarily good about themselves.
Yeah. See, I don't know what a person is thinking. I mean, there are some people that just don't like email.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know who they are.
Well, so I'll tell you something interesting with my husband, because he reads other people's emails, but he often does not read mine.
What?
Yeah, and he said he doesn't synapse on it. So taken to texting him. When I send an important email, I say, check your email. I send a text that says, check your email, or you'll be sorry. I don't say you'll be sorry, but
does
you
it
know.
Work?
It does.
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah, because it's you know, alerting. If the person doesn't do email, they probably do something, right? There's some mode of communication that they do.
Right. Well, with somebody like this, I'm just assuming this person is older. Uh-huh. I could be wrong.
That was what my assumption was, too.
Yeah. Really? So
sorry if they're not.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't assume that at all.
Oh. I think it's somebody who didn't grow up me, with email.
With email. Yeah.
It's something they had to learn, and they never really liked it.
Yeah.
But I think you have to also leave hard copies with this person on their desk or in their box. Uh-huh. And maybe you have to work with their assistant. If they're an important person, they probably have an assistant.
You could hire a carrier pigeon to deliver messages.
Okay, that's old.
Sorry.
Well, we live in New York. There's tons of them.
Yeah, I don't think outside. Those guys don't work for anything.
All right, so you're assuming it's an older person who just doesn't like email, period.
Potentially. I was also thinking maybe this person just gets a ton of emails every day that
true.
They don't have the time to sit and sift through.
I think a lot of executives do not answer their emails.
So who answers them?
Well, sometimes if they have someone who assists them, they'll have someone call through and decide when to respond to what.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe a lot don't get responded to, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah. I think this situation is different. This is not just because they're busy.
Not just a chief executive.
Yeah, so I would work their secretary or assistant and see if there's a better way to communicate with this person, and maybe uh-huh. they could get it through.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, I would try every avenue.
Yeah.
And then figure out. You know, do you have to have a one-on-one with this person? Like, how do you get answers out of them? Because clearly email's not their mode of communication. And that is true for certain people.
Well, I think the other thing you could do is use a crisis as a point of contact, right? So if the boss says, why didn't you let me know? And you say, in fact, I did. But obviously the system isn't working. How can we work together? Mm-hmm. How can I alert you and get a response mm-hmm. in a more timely fashion? Then that maybe the boss, him or herself, will come up with a solution.
Right.
Right.
Pose the question
to them. It's so rude. I just think it's rude. And, you know, there's enough stress in the workplace that you don't have to be rude.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, why doesn't this boss just say in general, don't email me?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to answer you. Leave things on my desk.
Right. Yeah.
Or, you know, put them in an envelope and I'll look at it once a week. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
fact that this person is so dismissive mm-hmm. of important information, this is a problem to me.
Yeah.
I think what's more frustrating and maddening is the why didn't you send it to me?
Yeah.
And then blaming and, pinning it on the person when they have been trying to communicate and reach.
They're setting you up for failure.
Right.
Well, and you can also, you know, we talk about working with you is killing me. And when we do a workshop, remember the email exchange where one coworker says that the other one hasn't given them the report. And in fact, he has that you can always pull up what you sent before and resend it, right? Mm-hmm. Or attach it, forward it with whatever response you have.
Right.
But again, if the person's never looking at the email, you really don't get, it's not very satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
But you may need to do that just to document your own
performance. You have to have your own records.
Right.
Yeah, so I would just figure out a way to communicate with this person because this is not it.
Right. Right.
This is not the best way to communicate with them.
All right.
Anything else on it?
No. So we've got clever subject lines, realizing that this is something they don't like to do, not taking it personally, and trying to come up with a more effective way of communicating.
Yeah. And if they do open your email, make sure it's short.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quick question.
Bullet points, succinct.
Great.
Yeah. Don't go on for a long time. So we're going to take a commercial break, and if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, just please tweet us at AskK2, A-S-K-K-2.
Yes, and if you want to get onto our email list, you can now text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word, and you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be back after the break.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back. We thought we'd spend some time in the second segment talking about our own relationship to email and our own responsiveness.
Right. Mm. This is where it's going to be very apparent that Kathy's good and I'm bad.
Is that true? You're bad?
I'm not as fast a responder as you are.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Because I have to think before I have an answer. And sometimes I'm not ready to respond to someone's query. Question. Mm.
I mean, these are usually like I have make an appointment.
Well, that also has to do with when we make appointments as a team. Normally, you're the scheduler.
Well, oh, that's true. I am the scheduler. It's true. So, okay. So you have to, I have to think my answers through also. Sometimes when I answer too quickly, I regret it. Uh-huh. But I feel like I got to get emails off my plate, you know, just like get it done. If it's just, I like communication. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I think email is a brilliant communication tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it? That's all you got?
What's wrong, Catherine?
No, don't you like about it? Well, you don't like it.
I'm not crazy about it. I mean, I'm not responsive. I just don't. Like, for example, if just exactly as you said, if someone asks me a question, for example, a consulting question or a counseling question, I do not want to spend an hour crafting a response that I'd rather have in person or on the phone or in some other way. Mm-hmm. So that's my beef, is that I don't sometimes... I will be asked to do something that I know will take much longer via email rather than just direct contact. Mm. So that's it.
Yeah. I mean, so I'll usually just give a short answer and say, for more information, let's talk.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But give them something so that they know what I'm thinking in general.
Yeah.
Some food for thought. But what about you, Logan? Do you like email?
I do like email, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I'm a better communicator through writing than through speech. Mm-hmm. I do prefer in-person one-on-one communication over phone call, but I do I do like email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll start writing something though and not finish it. I am guilty of doing that.
And then what
especially
happens?
If it's a long response, then it just maybe wouldn't have gotten sent out in as timely of a manner as it should have.
But sits in a draft somewhere?
Right. And then I'll forget about it and I'll remember hours later.
Uh-huh. So, though, what's great about email to what you were talking about is that whole notion of that if there's something you want to follow up on or someone you have meant to follow up with, you can send something at 2 a.m. if that's when it strikes you and know that they will get it, right? Mm-hmm. So it is great in terms of... picking up lost threads, I think, or things you forgot to follow up on, which happens for me.
I just think it's so much easier than having to call everybody, you know, or meet everybody. I think you can talk to so many people at once through email. You know, I could be talking to 25 different people, whereas if I had to actually talk to them all, that would be exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then what do you do if someone doesn't respond to your email?
I mean, it depends how urgent it is. If it's sales, you know, I have to be very careful if I'm following up with a potential client. I have to, you know, let there be breathing room because either they can't close the sale for some reason or they don't want to, but I just let there be breathing room and then I'll come back, you know, in a week or so. But if it's somebody that I need information from, I'll just change the subject line and pursue them once a day.
Right.
Well, that's the thing that I think is important, is not to give up. And, I mean, we just talked about a situation where perhaps email just doesn't work with that individual. But in terms of business transactions, I know what I would caution against, because a number of people that we've worked with and I've friends who I've helped who are looking for jobs or trying to get an answer to something, if they don't hear back, they just say, okay, forget it. I'm not going to do anything else. Whereas we are so flooded with emails that it's not infrequent. I think that people miss someone's email or misfile someone's email, or you're talking about start to respond and then forget.
Yeah.
And so it's really important not to take it personally.
I'm not sure that I agree. I understand that the volume may be high, but they're not all emails that have to be responded to. Sometimes you're just copied on something. Mm. Sometimes, you know, especially if you work in a large company, you get a lot of emails that don't require a response. Right. They're just, you know, duly noted. I've read that. So you have your reading time. And a lot of it is junk, and a lot of it is, you know, things you subscribe to and things, you know, newsletters. And then you put that aside at a time when you can read it. But the responses, they're not, email is not meant to be a book. Mm. It's a quick response.
Right.
It's, so I don't.
So how much time should one be devoting to looking
Everybody has different systems.
When should they look at it? Early in the day, later in the day?
Well, what they say for productivity is that you should check
twice a day,
in the morning and later in the day. Mm-hmm. But very few people do that.
Right. They see
most
the
people
little
are constantly checking,
you know, 3-4 tab.
And actually, I was not speaking to responding, Kathy. I was speaking to if you don't get a response, not to give up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that I think it can be too easy just to say, and especially if it's something you're nervous about, if you're asking about pricing or you're requesting an interview or you want something from someone, mm-hmm. and you don't hear back quickly, then it's easy to just say, well, they didn't respond, so I'm not going to follow up.
Yeah.
Versus what you were saying, which is you give it some breathing room, but you don't stop.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you stop, you're hurting yourself. I mean, it would be the same thing if you were, you know, any form of it is the number one form of communication right now in business.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not so much personally, you text, but it's the number one form of communication in the professional world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to take it really seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you also have to try to spell things properly and use correct grammar, or
as best you can?
Yeah.
Please do.
I think that
I always find the people that correct me have mistakes in theirs too. So there's the people that are sort of police about it, but it is a quicker form of communication than I would agree to it to a certain extent. It doesn't live that long. It's not, it's not that important. It's not 100% important, but it is important.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I also think that it's important to find out what each person's particular mode of communication, even if it is via email, because some people, you've told me this, will respond faster to a LinkedIn email.
Mm-hmm. That's changing now.
Yeah. Ooh. Or I have friends who will respond to Facebook Messenger. I have clients who will message me through Facebook rather than through email.
Many times it's because they don't have that many contacts that way, and it stands out.
Right. Ooh. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right, so everybody's different. It's finding the way to them, finding the way that they like to communicate.
Yeah. Right.
But I don't like answering phone messages anymore. I used to always run to answer those, but now I'm like, really? I have to call you? I don't really want to call you.
Well, I don't think you're alone in that one. I think most people don't pick up their phone anymore, and B, don't respond to messages.
Yeah.
Very often.
Yeah, I think that's really kind of a dead.
Why is that, do you think?
I have no earthly idea. I think it's training in some regards. I mean, it's so bizarre, honestly, to me that the bulk of communication happens via screen now.
Yes, yeah.
And yet it's true for all of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for example, my mother is not on email. She's in no way digital. Mm-hmm. So every communication is either snail mail or phone call.
A phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting because I have to get ready then to have a conversation with her.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. You have to mentally prepare yourself to talk on the phone.
At the same time, it is a far more animated way of communicating.
Sure.
For me.
Yeah.
You know, and so in that way can be richer.
Right.
But it's definitely the minority of the case.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we work with a lot of our clients on the phone, and I love those. This is the time we have with our clients on the phone.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, we're working with them and solving their problems. But what are most phone calls? What are they about? They're not just, they're either socializing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or, I don't know what they are. Sales. Too much junk.
Right.
Too much sales.
Well, and I have an interesting theory about friends. So depending on the mode, this is true for me. I don't know if it's true for anyone else who's listening mm-hmm. or anyone here, but depending on the mode of communication we first used when we met, mm-hmm. I'm more likely to use that in a continual fashion. So the
we'll
friends that are very long term, I'll call. I want to have a phone call with, because that's been traditionally a way that we communicated with each other.
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah, whereas the ones who it's always been email, I'll email. And the ones who I met most recently, I text.
Right.
So it's really funny how that...
That's so interesting.
Right. Yeah.
But I have a girlfriend who I actually need to call. And so it could take weeks for me to call.
Right, exactly.
The time to
because
call.
You know it's going to be a 2 or 3 hour conversation.
Well, that's true.
You used to be a huge phone person.
I know. I was always on the phone. It was like I was going to have it surgically installed in my head. And I don't really like it so much anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Donna, she's my good friend of mine. Donna, you should listen to this. that's the only way we communicate.
It's through the phone.
She
yeah.
doesn't use any other. Well, I guess we text occasionally.
Yeah.
But she has no other mode that you can reach her on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her mailbox generally is full.
Full.
And it takes days to reach her. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, you know that's how it is with her.
Right.
That you have to call if you want to get in contact.
And that's what's interesting. Well, so there's that piece of where how you first communicated, maybe how you continue to communicate. And then there's the part that people keep changing and they have different ways that they like to communicate that may change, right? So
yeah.
Now you more prefer email and texting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Logan, what would you say is the bulk of your communication with?
It would have to be, it would be the same, email and texting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is email more used for business and texting more used for personal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of clients that text me.
Yes. I have my clients, when they're running late, always text
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's a good use.
Mm.
Well, you're going to get it instantly.
Right.
So it's an important.
Right. I wonder if people used to be more on time before they could.
No. I think they're more on time now. I think that you can actually tell people where you are and when you're running late and what's going on.
Yeah.
I think I don't know how we lived without that.
Yeah.
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 I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And they get caught.
What do you mean?
Well, because now you really know, you could hear the traffic or you could hear, they're still at home or, you get a greater sense of what's happening.
Yeah,
that's funny. True.
And then there are people who will text you the whole time when they're on their way to meet you, right? It's like a continuous conversation.
Yeah.
It could be annoying. But anyway, so the whole idea of email is it is the number one business tool.
Yeah.
So you've got to get good at it.
Mm-hmm. So are we recommending that if you're a non-responder, you should get better at responding?
Yeah.
It'll help you.
Yeah.
It'll serve you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you're an overwriter, you should start underwriting.
It's not a long format.
It'll help you.
Once upon a time.
Yeah. It's a short format. It should be very, very short. If you're going to write 3 paragraphs, that's probably the max, and they should not be long. It's hard to read a long email. You're not looking at it on a big screen.
Yeah.
Usually, sometimes you are. And even then, I don't want to read a long email. Get to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bottom line it.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think I would also just suggest to save your sarcastic remarks for non-email because somehow...
Snarky? Yeah. You don't like snarky emails?
Well, somehow those can be missent. You know what I mean?
Of course. I'm just kidding with you. Of course they're terrible. You should not do that. Unless the other person is on the same page as you.
Right. Unless they know your sense of humor. Exactly.
Right. Right.
That's a hard one. Everybody thinks
it could be a big
what's
oops.
Funny is different. Yeah.
Right. Or you may accidentally send it to not the person you intended to send it to.
Oh, my God. That's always the worst. Oh, respond all? Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Very rarely.
Should you ever do that?
Yeah.
All right. That's it for this segment. We'd love to hear your stories and comments about email and texting and all forms of communication. Please make those to Ask K2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your stories and questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.